Last Friday was Restart a Heart Day, so we're going to talk about resuscitation and what you do when someone has a cardiac arrest. And the idea behind Restart a Heart Day is to reduce the deaths around the world due to cardiac arrest, which is something that can really happen to anyone.
Well, it is. There's no real distinguishing. I guess we tend to think of older people having problems with that, and they're perhaps in a high percentage, but it really literally can happen from anyone from an old person down to maybe a two-year-old who maybe has a drowning incident and their heart stops. So it actually happens that every year in Australia, 30,000 people suffer what's called an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest where they're not in medical care, and only 1 in 10 of those actually survives the cardiac arrest. So when someone goes into cardiac arrest, the bystander's response or the people around them in those first few minutes is really crucial to their survival rate. An intervention, for example, within 5 minutes may actually increase their chance of survival by up to 50%. But then for every minute that there's no treatment, then that chance of survival is reduced by 10%. So I guess the final statistic, 60% of cardiac arrests happen in the family home. So by learning how to respond, you're actually probably going to be saving someone that you love or someone that you live with if you know how to help with a cardiac arrest.
Those sorts of numbers are pretty scary, so it's important to have some knowledge. But a lot of people are just too frightened to even try. Why do you think that is?
According to the Red Cross, less than 5% of people actually are trained in first aid. And I guess a lot of people are worried that they may do something wrong or they might perhaps catch an infection from the person that they're treating, or I guess even some people are worried that they might get sued if you can't save them or you do something wrong, and they just sometimes just simply don't know where to start to help someone. But all these are essentially unnecessary concerns because it's better to do something to help someone than to do nothing at all.
Yeah, and look, if you don't do anything, they could potentially die. You can always try. So obviously when someone keels over, it's not necessarily a cardiac arrest. So how can you tell the difference between a cardiac arrest and something else it might be?
Yeah, well, I guess we tend to think that heart attack is a cardiac arrest, but there's, I guess, two different types. A heart attack is actually essentially a circulation or a supply problem where there's not enough blood getting through to the heart, whereas a sudden cardiac arrest is actually essentially like an electrical problem in that your heart just stops functioning and stops beating. I guess the way they tell the difference, the signs of a heart attack, the person will be awake, they'll be in pain and they'll feel quite sick, but they will still remain conscious. Whereas if in a case of a cardiac arrest, the person's actually collapsed, they're generally not breathing properly and they're non-responsive to when you try and speak to them or attract their attention. And I guess when that's happening, something needs to be done quite quickly, because if the brain is starved of oxygen for more than a few minutes, parts of it can start to die, so you really need to do something as though it's a cardiac arrest in that scenario.
Anyone who's done first aid would be familiar with the acronym DRS ABCD, which is DRS ABCD, danger, response. I'm not sure what the S is, airway, breathing, circulation and defibrillation. But those sorts of principles can apply to a cardiac arrest as well, can't they?
Well, they can, and I guess, that's the basic first aid for any situation like that, and it's a fairly easy thing to learn, and I encourage everyone to actually do a basic first aid course to learn about how to do the doctor's A, B, C, D, as you say. The S is for send for help, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
And actually, it's quite pertinent, because if you're facing with someone with cardiac arrest and you're not sure what to do, the message for action from the Restart Heart campaign is actually just 3 simple steps. And the first one is call, push, and then shock. So call is actually the same thing as send for help. So, that's what they're saying if you can't get through the whole doctor's ABCD type scenario.
Okay, so first thing you should do is ring 000 then?
Yeah, 000, and they'll talk you what to do next, talk you through it quite easily. They're trained in talking to people over the phone to guide them through the life-saving steps to do CPR. Even if you've never done CPR or first aid course, if you listen to what they say and follow their instructions and then stay on line with them until the ambulance arrives, then, that's the first step, and that's the best thing that you can do for someone in that scenario.
Okay, that's cool. You mentioned push. Is that actually doing CPR?
Well, yeah, essentially it is. The instructions for this step is actually just to push hard and fast in the centre of the chest, which is essentially the cardio part of cardiopulmonary resuscitation. You don't need the breath or anything like that. Just doing the heart is better than doing nothing, and if you can do that, that keeps the blood circulating around the body, and it's the most important part of CPR. So if you do nothing else, at least do that.
They reckon that if you do it to the beat, to the rhythm of the Bee Gees song Staying Alive, which I think is quite appropriate, that's around about the sort of rhythm you need, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, and good rhythm for CPR is always an advantage, but the message is really to just do something, you know, even if you're pressing too hard or you're going too fast, it's better to do that than to not do anything at all, and you just continue on for until help arrives or as long as you're physically able to do so.
And you can wear it pretty quickly too. I know when I've done my first aid courses, just in training, you know, a couple of minutes is a long time when you're doing CPR.
Well, it is, but hopefully someone will come to your rescue, yeah, and help you out, and there'll be other people around. So I guess, you know, the message again is just do the best that you can.
Call, push and shock. So the shock is if there's a defibrillator available, you use it. They call them AEDs, which is automated external defibrillator.
Yeah, that's correct. And the machine essentially just shocks the heart back into a normal rhythm in a way that is safe and easy to use. And these machines sound really complicated and high-tech, which they are, but they're the simplest things to use you'll ever really do. You really just need to open the box, push the start button and listen to the instructions from the machine. It tells you everything you need to do. And it will then, once that's applied, it can then takes over the resus process as well. And you just do as you're told, and it will give you the best chance of saving someone.
Yeah, I mean, defibrillation, it's to reverse the condition called ventricular fibrillation, and the machine will actually analyse and tell you whether a defibrillation is going to work or not. If it's something else, then a defibrillator may not necessarily help. So it's, as you say, it's foolproof, very simple to follow. It can happen to any one of us. So it's a good thing to learn, really, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, as I said at the start, 60% of cardiac arrests occur in the home. So, you may need to save someone you love. So, there's a website for Restart a Heart Day, which was last Friday, at restartaheart.net. Or you can simply just Google Restart a Heart and it comes up, gives you the information that you need for the call, push, shock program. It also has other information and, stories of people who survived this sort of an incident with, being people around them who've jumped in to help straight away. And I guess the last thing, consider doing a first aid course, which is really, it's maybe half a day or a day to do the first aid course, and you learn some things that you'll, use for the rest of your life. Hope you'll never have to, but just knowing how to use them when you need them is really important.
And two, if you go to the Department of Health and Human Services website, which is dhhs.tas.gov.au, there's actually a list of where AEDs are in Tasmania. So community centres and places like that where, you wouldn't be expected to remember them all, but you might just see one that knows near you, and next time you will know, perhaps, there's one around the corner at such and such a place, go and get it.
Yeah, especially around where you live,
where you work,
places
yeah.
that you normally be. It's a really good thing to just have it in the back of your mind where it is. You'll be surprised how that information will come back to you when you need it.
Yeah, indeed. Colin, thanks very much for that, as always, today. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thanks, Martin.